This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Democratic and Republican conventions were productions for television, so NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams found a good vantage point in front of a television set. He watched President Bush's acceptance speech with three likely voters near Roanoke, Virginia.
Not far from Roanoke College in the Blue Ridge Valley of Southwest Virginia is a bar called Mac and Bob's. That's where three local residents gathered to analyze Mr. Bush's speech. Two of them usually vote Republican, Don Robb, a printing plant manager, and Tamia Woodward, the president of an aluminum processing company who's actually undecided in this election. The third, Jay Foster, who's in the software business, is a Democrat. When the speech ended, they sat together in a back booth of the bar to talk it over.
I wanted to start with you, Jay, and ask if anything you heard changed your view of the president in his race against John Kerry for re-election.
There's a part of me that definitely affiliates with the Republican Party in terms of my business perspective. So some of the things he talked about in terms of the health savings accounts, reforming the tax code so it's much more simpler to file taxes, that would be a huge relief. But overall, I still have this fundamental issue with how we're going to pay for the things that need to get done.
During the speech at one point, I think you said to Don, how do you pay for it? I'd be willing to pay more taxes.
That's exactly right.
Tania, what did you hear tonight?
There seemed to be more of a personal note. I felt more connected to him. And I guess I came thinking I wasn't going to feel those things.
And Don, did you come away with any different perspective on the president?
No, not at all. I'm a Republican. So the thing that I was touched by tonight when I watched that presentation is it seemed all of his plans for his next 4 years were sandwiched around just a very personal portrayal of who he is.
On the negative side, was there anything that the president said tonight that made you stop and say, why'd he say that?
You know, I'll start with that. I just think that the negative comments can come to an end pretty quickly. I think the candidates need to talk about what they're for and not so much about what they're against. You know, it's these 527s and the money that's being spent on negative campaign ads, and it's disruptive.
Jay, did anything the president say or do tonight strike you negatively?
No, I think he very consciously toned down his attack on John Kerry. I think not only, you know, is it distracting, it's very divisive. If there's a time in the country that we all ought to be coming together and trying to find common ground, that's one thing I liked about John Kerry's acceptance speech. He made it a very strong theme about pulling together right now. I'm just glad that Bush didn't try to attack down that path again, because I'm really getting tired of that.
You know, to me, I thought that when he spoke about the rights of the unborn child, I thought you were sort of dismissive.
I take a different stand on that. I mean, that's probably why I feel I'm right in the middle. Both parties are very extreme about issues that affect all of our lives, and I think it's a woman's right.
How did you all react to the protesters, to the presence of the protesters?
I thought it was rude. It was extremely rude.
You know, it was rude, and it was disruptive, and it was inappropriate, but it was predictable. Protesters, obviously out in the streets, but also inside Madison Square Garden, I was surprised there actually wasn't more disruption.
While the speech was going on, the one time that you guys started talking to each other was when he was talking about health care savings plans.
Mm-hmm.
Why did that get a conversation started in the way that nothing else that he said did?
Well, right now, health care is just a huge issue. And I manage a plant of 250 employees, and it's a huge issue for them. It's a huge issue for the business that I'm involved in. We have to find ways to get this under control.
Jay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, there's no question about it. That's a very innovative solution to a problem. It's significant for a business owner like myself. I welcome that as one way to deal with this crazy healthcare problem we got.
Let me ask you, if you talk about this election with your friends and family, is this something that you guys talk about at the dinner table, at the bar? Do you care about this election?
Sure. My brother-in-law said, don't you say anything good about Bush. But, it affects all of our lives. I mean, I have a business. I have grandchildren. I have those kinds of things that make me more connected with my government.
Yeah. What about you? Is this something you talk about with your friends and family, at work, at home?
I try not to mix politics into the conversation too much, but yeah, you know, we do talk about it, and I personally think that in my lifetime, this is the most important election that I will ever vote in. I just think there's so much at stake right now.
I get some very emotional responses, and within family, too, and it's a very delicate topic, politics and religion. My mother-in-law is a very passionate conservative Republican. The most recent conversation she ended with by saying, "I love you, Jay Foster, I love you, Jay Foster," because we went too far.
As you leave here tonight, is there one moment from the speech that you will remember, that you think you'll be talking about with your friends in the morning, Tamia?
I think I walked away feeling like he's been through a lot over the last 4 years, the last 3 years, and to even try to walk in his shoes and see the things and hear the stories, I mean, I was very moved by that.
Well, I was clearly moved by the obvious emotion that he had in his face when he was talking about the fallen soldiers. But the one point that I wrote down on my piece of paper is he made a comment, "You know what I believe and where I stand." That, to me, that's George Bush.
And Jay?
I guess just in general, I got the same sense of, you know, what a difficult term he's had. You have to admire the man, no matter what your political leanings are. As a person, I respect him.
That's how Jay Foster, Tamia Woodward, and Don Robb sized up the president's speech last night. Juan Williams, NPR News, Roanoke, Virginia.